The land down under has never been easier to reach. United Airlines has more flights between the U.S. and Australia than any other U.S. airline, so you can fly nonstop to destinations like Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane. Explore dazzling cities, savor the very best of Aussie cuisine, and get up close and personal with the wildlife. Who doesn't want to hold a koala? Go to united.com/Australia to book your adventure.
Dang. I do just want at one point for crypto to become, for somebody to go, hey, isn't this just a weird bank?
This yeah, but there are no banks. Pattern that,
yeah. This just goes with my pattern that all we're doing is reinventing things.
For sure.
Like with with crypto, you're basically inventing crime dollars. That's what crypto should really be called. Like Bitcoin should just
crime
be called
crime dollars.
Crime dollars.
Well, if you ever go on like Coinbase or any of these crypto like exchanges and just start scrolling down and looking and reading the names of the other cryptocurrencies that people have invented.
Can we start our own?
You could, but some of the names are pretty silly. So
what would our cryptocurrency be called?
Full cash.
God damn it, that was right there.
That's pretty good.
Never mind, that's it. Discussion ended.
Bitcoin.
Yes! Oh my god, yes! Oh, that is so good. Oh, I'm so happy right now.
Hi.
Big Rye.
It's me.
Hey, we're talking about crime.
What crime?
Well,
great. No, Ryan, that's very good. Very good. Smart.
That's good. We're talking about cryptocurrencies.
Bit crime.
Oh, bit crime. That's awesome. You know why bit crime's a good crime to do? Impossible to explain to a jury. Like,
that's
can
a great
you
point.
Like imagine some fucking poor prosecutor making like 70 grand a year having to be like, oh fuck, I gotta explain fucking cryptocurrency to a bunch of like blue hairs who are available for jury duty. Good fucking luck.
I mean, I'm online like 25 hours a day and I don't understand it. Like I have Bitcoin. I would not have a fucking clue what to do with it. Like I took it out of some gambling site and it's just going to stay there until I put it back in. That's it.
How could it be stolen if you don't understand what it is?
Jason, how at the risk of getting you robbed, how many Bitcoin do you have?
I don't know as far as percentage of one or if I have multiples of one. It's in the three figures. We'll just put it. I doubt that's.
Do you have a significant amount? Do you have one Bitcoin?
I doubt it. They're usually way more than that, right? I mean,
Bitcoin right now is worth $32,000.
Okay, yeah.
That's why I was asking. I was like, do you need an advisor?
I might have.
You're like, oh, I just got like 300.
Spencer, yeah. I will hire you to manage my crypto accounts.
I think on the podcast tonight live, I'll just spend $100 on cryptocurrency. We'll just see where it goes.
Jesus.
Money lines.
No, this is great.
Wait,
this is like
have you ever attempted this before? Do you know the
steps? No, I've never attempted this before.
Oh, fuck.
I could do this.
All right.
Of all the stupid things I've done, think about how much bad football I've watched.
Have you read a tutorial and all the steps and shit?
Not really.
Jason, is this like me saying, like, I'm going to start a game of Civ just live on the show?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Like, it's not like insert credit card number, get Bitcoins. Like, no. You got to jump hoops and climb through tunnels and... It's the most complicated shit in the world, and it's designed by nerds. We'll put it that way.
Okay, good.
This sounds like compliance. I don't know, like,
boy,
yeah, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's make billions.
We still have to make rent.
Is this our Bitcoin episode? Is that what's happening?
Bitcoin. Jason suggested that we call our cryptocurrency Bitcoin.
Sure,
it's perfect.
So is this our cold open or our episode?
Unclear.
Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. I'm Spencer Hall, and I am a speculator. That's right. The money line only goes up, and I'm just buying futures. That's all I'm doing. Just buying futures. Futures on what? Futures. Just buying futures of futures.
Futures that there will be a future?
I take those.
So like future perfect?
Yeah. I take any grammatical tenses that you want involving the future. Future imperfect, if you would like.
Pluperfect?
Pluperfect.
There it is.
We take
There's got to be really, really nice odds on like there not being a future. Like whoever hits on that is going to, well, they're not going to be able to enjoy it, but they're going to walk away. They're going to walk away from the table with a big grin.
We'd pay you in smug coin.
I think that's just Bitcoin.
Yeah, that is just Bitcoin. We just pay you in smug coin, y'all. You get to feel real good before, you know, the old ones come and destroy us all.
Go blue.
Go blue.
Super I old think ones.
That's super old ones.
You know what I was thinking about on this show each week? Spencer says, I'm Spencer Hall. So there has got to be out there at least one listener who thinks all of us are Spencer Hall. Right?
Oh, we're just aspects.
Yeah, like we are... like it's a multiplicity situation, or it's like that movie where it's like all the people at the haunted house are all trying to kill each other or whatever, but they're all in the same head anyway, you know?
What's the M. Night Shyamalan one like that?
That's Split.
Is that the one I'm thinking? Yeah, Split. I think that might be the one.
No,
it
was Splice, which is something
in this
very
one,
different.
Very different. Yeah.
In this one, what gives it away is that they all realize they all have the same birthday.
Mm.
So... But we don't.
That's
so.
I want to be Spencer. I know I've said I'm the Spencer going
forward,
but I don't
want to. Well, it's too late for that, buddy.
God damn it.
That's your job now.
At
you're
least
me.
You're the cute one.
Hey, thanks.
That's right. You're the adorable boyish Spencer.
Spencer, don't make it worse.
I'm the Spencer.
You're Spencer as of 1913.
Oi. What could go wrong with me life?
Why were you British?
The trenches.
Why were you
life
in British?
Me life. Because he immigrated during World War
I. It's 1913. Yeah. I wanted you. I'm instantly. How's this, Ryan? It's not. Does it say something really diseased about my brain that I was like, oh, where would ghost Ryan Spencer be? I'm like, oh, about to be sent to the trenches. 1914. There we go. That's where you would be in 1914.
That's just, you know what that's just called? A good nap. That's all that is.
He already has trench foot.
People want to say World War I was terrible, but if you liked naps, shit, man, you weren't going anywhere. And you had to keep your head down anyway.
So let me get this straight. Naps, terrible weather, a lot of mud, and diarrhea. That's right, World War I, it's an LSU home game.
That sounds like a tailgate.
Yeah, this just sounds like that's all it was. One long tailgate, what, no air game? That's definitely an LSU.
Also,
like
every...
until recently.
Like once a week, everyone gets super fucking fired up to go run across a field. Something terrible. We're going to beat Bama.
Also, no matter what happens, we're just prolonging the inevitable worst contest down the road.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
also, right. There's a very big, what is that smell?
Yeah. Gas.
Oh, no. Oh, Jethro's cooking. Get your gas masks on.
So there's an overlord that no one likes.
He's throwing a corn dog grenade.
This might be ACC because, like, mustard sauce, mustard gas.
Sure.
Oh, that's all it is. It wasn't mustard gas. It was they couldn't stand the spice. Shay, that's just too hot for you.
And it's all the fault.
Oh my God.
And it's all the fault
of
Woodrow
was
Wilson.
Deadly to English people.
That's right. Oh my God. That's why.
Well, LSU was on the French side, right? So.
Yeah. Which. They would retreat. They would refuse to go out there. I can't do it. I had too much spice.
I got a stew going.
But you don't have to. You could have just said, like, hey, wake me up when we advance. And boom, 2 week nap.
Yeah, it's not like an LSU fan is going to declare him or herself a pacifist.
That's true. Also, very World War One. Everyone's the enemy. Who am I friends with? No one really.
Why are we doing this? Because a couple of rich guys hated each other.
That's
because so there's so you start with you got the railroad timetables, right? and anyway, all this shit was set up in like 1840 something. And anyway, we're here with the English who we hate.
What kicked this off? An assassination. Was it preventable? Extremely.
Did it matter? Not really.
They get a lot of shit, and it's entirely deserved. But the Star Wars prequels got one big thing right, in that everything that led to the central conflict was incredibly boring.
Yeah.
And stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think this is also...
Oh, yeah, y'all are making fun of a trade federation?
I think this is also...
That's Brexit. That's Brexit is what that is.
Yeah. They didn't even know what they were voting for. There's people in that chamber are like, oh, dude, I voted to shut down the Republic? I thought this was just a tariff thing.
I thought this was a fancy football league. Shit.
But yeah. Uber and Lyft said that this would improve their business.
Yeah. I just checked. Honestly,
but I just wanted to impress Ted Cruz.
Okay, Jason, that's a little unrealistic.
He's the Gungan leader, I assume.
There's got to be one guy in the entire Congress that like looks up to Ted Cruz.
Oh, 100%.
I'm going to be the next Ted Cruz.
Look at him.
Actually, it's Marjorie. Though. It's Marjorie, right?
Oh, God, it probably is.
She's Lady Ted Cruz.
What's up, Country Croc? I'm going to call her Country Croc with the O removed from the first part of that.
I just love
and
that lady.
And K and K.
Yeah. Oh, that's good because she is a croc. Yeah, also.
Like that lady 25 years ago.
Croco cunt. I can say it. I'm a lady.
Yeah, woo! You can.
Also, we're talking like we're English.
Oi.
It's different over there.
That's true.
That lady 20 years ago.
At any rate, you can reach me at 38 Godfrey on Twitter. Mm-hmm.
That lady 20 years ago, 25 years ago.
Was in the kitchen where she belongs.
Wow.
Wow.
What?
That's
the weird part is Marjorie would agree with you.
Thank you.
I don't really want to deal with her cooking, though. There's no way. There's no way she seasons a damn thing.
No.
Yeah. Or if she does, it's like only one thing. And it's a weird thing. Like, I put oregano in everything. It's cool.
She might be right at home in the Moon Crew Discord with their Gatorade cornbread.
Soy sauce is a communist. It's a communist seasoning. I don't use it. I don't use it on anything. Here's the stir fry. It's got ketchup.
She's probably one of those people who's like,
ketchup, which has no Asian roots whatsoever.
Done. She's probably one of those people who's like, we can heal you with food. You should eat this cooling food. What's it called? Fritos. Fritos are a cool food. They cool the blood.
They make me cool. Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mean the cool ranch Doritos that your body's humors are balance of the various Dorito.
Oh, wait, okay, what are the four, I assume that all four of you know where this is coming into. Ryan would have been the only one that I would have guessed might not know what we're talking about because he does not play a lot of Civ. But what are the four modern bodily humors, one of which is obviously Fritos? What are the other three?
Let's see, chill.
Monster
Chill's
energy.
One.
Chill, like the liquid chill in your body.
Yeah, just chill. Yeah,
like
just chill.
Antifreeze? Oh, okay.
No,
like, oh shit, chill, I'm low right? on chill. I'm running low on chill.
I'm running low on chill.
So chill
right?
would be the opposite of the ancient collar.
I think is yes. chill. Is that that's Baja Blast?
But
okay.
But there are other foods that can enhance your innate chill if you need. Like I think Cool Ranch Doritos. Undoubtedly.
We can't have Doritos and Fritos both be a bodily humor. One of them has to be like a sub humor.
Well, right. I'm just saying these are foods that would enhance your chill.
But
I think your Doritos,
humors.
Your Doritos are your chill, and your Baja Blast is your hype.
Okay.
Baja Blast does cure depression.
100%. It's 100%.
They couldn't put it on the bottle if it didn't.
I feel like we're creating the Vitruvian Man drawing, but it's Kid Rock for some reason.
Can I tell you how much I love that his Twitter account was like, yeah, liberals, I'm going to get deprogrammed. Have a great weekend. And he posted it on Thursday morning.
I'm a complex program. It's going to take a while.
Suck it, liberals. I'm out. Hard working blue collar guy. Out on Thursday morning.
Because I got PTO built up, bitch.
If you have never done this, please Google Kid Rock's Detroit Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Zillow, or it was.
People from Detroit sitting there going, oh, God, he's from Grand Rapids. Don't lump him in with us. God.
Sorry, Michigan. You're all the same to me. And you're all beautiful. Did I save it?
That's nice.
They know we're lying.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you also said I was pretty, so that's their comparison.
No, that's different. You have very delicate features.
That's true.
Also, I think for this to be accurate, Kid Rock would have to be beautiful.
Wow.
Ooh,
so they know we're lying there.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have chill. That's like one of the four essential bodily humors in this theory.
Hype. Chill and hype. Right? I like those
hype?
Two.
Hype? Yeah, you need hype. Like
right, chill, hype, Fritos. And what's the fourth bodily humor of the
I think, is there a, I ain't reading all that. Is that one?
Ooh,
I ain't reading all
just,
that.
Is it just TLDR?
TLDR.
Yeah, TLDR.
Just basically the...
Or is it a version of respect to you, but I'm different? Yeah. Or is that Baja
Blast? Guess I just grind
shit.
That way. Guess I'm just built different.
Guess, yeah, sorry, I'm built different. That's right. My favorite.
Just
and
looking
every...
in the mirror, sorry to this man.
If you search any form of social media and see a video of someone getting absolutely destroyed in a ski accident, a fight, a bike accident, right? Like some sort of household event gone wrong. There's always, if the number is larger than 20 comments, there is someone in the comments who's like, sorry, man, but I'm built different. I'd just walk away from that.
Yep.
I roll. I'm fine.
Built oh, yeah. Different. Like... They, like it's like two bears fighting, you know, mm-hmm. And like, I'd probably just get him an ankle lock. Guess I'm just built different.
I would simply use my mastery of nunchucks to remove myself from the situation.
This is really just a like cool dude version of I was studying the blade while you were blank blank blank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait. So is the fourth humor? I would simply.
Ooh. Yeah, like I'm. But remember,
like in all its forms.
Yeah, like remember, y'all. I'm in the back seat.
Well, it's well, actually, broadly.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's a terrible humor.
That's just Michigan.
Yeah.
It's actually a humor.
Michigan would be more upset than we are to find out that we describe them as a humor.
Here's the unfortunate thing, Spencer. Well, actually, applies equally to Ohio State and Michigan.
Yikes.
Yep.
Now they're mad at Ryan.
Boy, that hurts.
Now they're mad at Ryan.
It's fine.
Anyway, so there you have it. You can cure disease with any of these elements.
It's true.
Yeah. If you got too much built different.
Oh. You need a little more chill.
I mean, that's basically diabetes. Yeah.
Just bring it down with some Baja Blast.
Which is not at all diabetes.
Like, there's some post-apocalyptic alternate universe where Ryan is a doctor in the remains of a hollowed-out CVS, and he's just prescribing things that he finds in that CVS that are
correct.
Not medication.
Yep.
Because that got stolen first, right? Like that
Rolo.
Was-
hey, Taylor here Bray's you go.
Oregon Trail.
Here you go. Here you go, Vince. It's $100 for three Rolos. That'll cure you.
Listen, you got to put this 5 gum on it. It'll draw the infection right out.
You do.
I'm not sick. No, just do it. Dude, be cool. That might be another humor. Dude, be cool. All
right, I'm going to crack open this Etch-A-Sketch, and I want you to drink the contents.
Wow.
I'm going to put a poultice of these Jelly Bellies and Judah
and this In Style magazine.
What is an Etch-A-Sketch? Is it like sand? What's in there?
No, it's got to be
little
like
beads?
Iron fillings
Mina,
or something, right?
Mina, what's yeah. in it?
Mina, what's in it? Hold on, I'm going to tweet her and see if she answers.
Yeah, just tweet it and see if she gets back to us by the end of the show.
So okay. We can put.
I don't think she has anything going on tonight.
Featuring right. special guest Mina Kimes.
Okay, Mina Kimes. What's inside an Etch-A-Sketch? This is for work.
Did you say this is urgent?
I didn't. But we'll see. But
she'll,
I want to see.
Understand.
Yeah. Anyway.
Brought to you by Etch-A-Sketch. A toy before toys were really cool.
Wow.
Y'all remember Speak and Spell?
Sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was a toy.
Yeah.
My first
type
computer.
A word and it'll yell at you if you're wrong. What fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just you're just buying like a really barely articulate scold who couldn't even say the words that it was supposed to say. The
yeah.
Speak and Spell, if you type the word greater, all right, G-R-E-A-T-E-R. it would go Grinter. Go, that's not like you sound Grinter. Like that's not right.
Oh my god, it's from Pittsburgh.
I typed Grinter into that thing so many times, and it would go, no, Grinter.
No. That's how it said it. No.
Yeah. No.
And they would say no.
Yeah.
People used to worry a lot less about the kinds of stern noises that children heard.
Yeah, just but Mario death sounds.
Do you remember when you got the Simon pattern wrong?
No, vaguely. What was that noise?
Just bop.
like the Inception Brom, basically?
Yeah, kind of, but without, yeah. I think without Edith Piaf.
I don't know. She might have been in there.
Trapped forever. Nobody ever solved the full pattern, and so her soul is trapped in Simon forever.
An evolution of Simon is the Bop-It. Have you played with a Bop-It?
I hate those fucking things.
Okay. Yeah, the Bop-It.
Fucking Mina. God damn it.
What'd she say?
She said my feelings.
But that's
owned.
Not...
Owned.
Owned. Dominated.
You've been owned.
This is why women are useless in sports media. She's not going to listen to this.
No. My God.
So inside an Etch-A-Sketch, for the record, since the most prestigious journalists in the world are too afraid to look into this, going to have to tell everybody what's actually inside an Etch-A-Sketch. They don't want you to know, but I'm about to tell you.
Wait, what if somebody else tweets at her and says this is for work?
I could try it, because I don't want to...
Yeah, you do it.
Nobody will believe me. They're like, oh, there's that crazy man ranting on the corner. He says this is what's inside an Etch-A-Sketch.
Yeah, because...
Who's going to believe him?
Okay.
Just right. Happy he's not nude today.
Is he nude today?
This is great radio.
I'm telling... This
Ryan,
is for the,
tell us a story.
This is for the public
While
interest.
While we wait.
I would like to talk about something that's been bothering me, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So... I think I determined it was the 2003 television show Man vs. Beast. Might have been two. Yeah.
Is the show that you thought wasn't real?
No, I thought it was real. I knew it was real. I remember watching it.
The show that Spencer thought wasn't real. One of y'all thought this was made up.
Oh, I watched it. I knew it was real.
Yeah, I remember watching it as well.
Well, never you mind.
This is a 2003 Fox special where humans compete in physical challenges against animals. And I really only want to talk about the one that I think is
not
most
to the death. I checked.
That's true. The one that is most important to me, in which Kobayashi, the famed and accomplished competitive eater, goes up in a hot dog eating contest against a Kodiak bear. And the sort of like loose understand, or not even loose understanding, the official word on this, it's on the fucking Wikipedia page, is that the bear did not know it was in an eating competition. And my thing is, like, how can you say that with confidence? How can anybody say that the bear didn't know it was competing? Like, it's so wildly disrespectful.
I mean, is it possible
they... That bear is not a gladiator.
Right.
What if they did not say it in front of the bear? Just to...
Here's the thing. If this had been the only time the bear did it, maybe I could see that happening. But they did a rehearsal. And I know that's true because Kobayashi claimed that he beat the bear in rehearsal. So maybe the first time through, the bear didn't know it was a competition. But when they open that cage time two, when the lights are on, when the cameras are rolling, and the bear is like, okay, I've done this before. At that point, I think the bear knows it's a contest.
How
and
reliable.
I think that's why the bear wins the second time around. Spoiler alert.
Well, how reliable is our narrator, Kobayashi? Could he be simply inventing a false win over the bear that never happened?
In prelims?
Yeah.
Oh, 100. Like, having been around Kobayashi and knowing his history, absolutely. Dude could have been doing that.
Either way, like, I just, you know, I get that people, maybe we say that because the bear wasn't acting with sort of the focus and the speed that Kobayashi was. But like this in sports, we see teams play down to each other all the time. And we're not, you know, if we see Oklahoma play down to, I don't know, Texas, we don't say like, oh, stupid Oklahoma didn't even know that they were in a competition. Of course they did. They just like weren't giving it 100.
Yeah, Bear had a it was a look ahead game for the Bear.
Sure, absolutely. I'll buy that. If you want to tell me the Bear wasn't like giving his A game, or the Bear just like had an off competition, that's fine. But it's just like I choose to believe, and I there's nobody who can prove that this isn't the case. That Bear knew it was in a competition.
Yeah, Bear's like, man, I beat 2 Lions last week. I'm not gonna get sick again. I'm just gonna do the bare minimum. Bare minimum here.
See? Yep.
Hey. Yep.
I don't know. It's just been bothering me. That's all.
For 18 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, tonight's a night of healing, buddy. Let it all
I
go.
Mean, at the time I was an English major at the University of Florida, I didn't have like a lot going on.
Sure. I would be interested in the process of like insulating the Bear from the information. Like when they're discussing it in front of the Bear, are they like turning and using hand signs that the Bear cannot
like
see?
How do you put it in a soundproof booth?
Yeah, with big headphones.
How do you know? Because do you yell at the Bear and the Bear just like, I can't hear you.
Like, with Bert's headphones. What if you just speak French?
Well, it's Kodiak Bear, so it could be from Canada,
right? Oh, no, that's
right?
Probably a bad choice. What if you speak Romanian?
Ooh.
That's close to Russia.
Okay.
Oh, God damn it. Portuguese.
Speak Australian.
Yeah. Or just get somebody from Maine to talk about the Bear. It's absolutely impenetrable.
I want you to know a couple of things about Man versus Beast.
Yeah.
There were 2 of them.
Sure.
To which?
There were 2 episodes. Oh, okay. 2 installments of Man versus Beast.
So did they settle it after that? Is it considered settled?
That's a good question.
We've decided that
the
it's Beast.
The Bear community like this fucking guy. We don't accept this.
Yeah. This judge is biased. See him? He's walking around on 2 legs all the time. Bet he doesn't even itch himself on a tree. How can you trust a man who doesn't itch himself on
Gary
a tree?
Gary Barta does itch himself on a tree for whatever it's worth.
Still can't trust him.
Yeah. Don't trust that man at all. Should also know that this is one of that there were several different competitions, including, Kobayashi eating hot dogs in a contest against a bear.
It was a competition.
I think the Bear just shows him up. The Bear just smokes him and is like, yeah.
Stun on him.
On none of the others does it specify that the animal doesn't know.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Oh. So like, why did this get the notation?
Like, yeah. What is with this anti-Ursine slander?
So it says a Navy SEAL won a race through an obstacle course against a chimpanzee. 44 people.
Why wasn't it racing an actual SEAL?
That's a missed opportunity.
Yeah. Well, I guess it'd be swimming.
These people?
Yeah, should have been a swimming contest against a SEAL.
A sumo wrestler lost a tug of war against an orangutan. Like, yeah, but that one, it does not specify that the orangutan did not know what was happening.
The sumo wrestler, I remember, that one happens fast. Like they basically are like ready go, and the sumo wrestler goes flying.
Whoop!
I bet I can find that one on YouTube.
The one that is the most fox to me is the group of 44 dwarfs losing a race against the elephant to pull a DC-10. That's got the fox flavor to it.
Yeah,
that's got the most to it. There's another thing that you should know.
Oh, this makes sense. It says here that a little known fact, the orangutan in question went to NC State. Yeah, if I'd known that, I would have bet on them right away. They'll get you, man. They'll come out of nowhere.
The show itself, the first installment, aired on the same night as The West Wing.
Arguably, this is aged better.
So
if you asked me what gives you a better understanding of 2021 American culture and politics, The West Wing or Man versus Beast, it's not even a contest. Fuck off, Aaron Sorkin.
It's like a man has to walk down hallway faster than a giraffe.
Aaron Sorkin actually loves that show because it's called Man versus Beast. So,
I'm remembering this because as source material, I did find an article written by Robert Weintraub that has Aaron Sorkin mauled by Fox as the headline for this Slate article, The Disturbing Appeal of Man versus Beast, and it is a glorious reminder that not only did they put the Bachelorette up against the West Wing, the Bachelorette started whooping ass. But that
this is my second favorite headline from that era, and it's disappointingly not literal. But this was, I think, the same year that the Telegraph ran a headline that said American Pie actor Jason Biggs attacked by Gibraltar ape. Way, way, way after Jason Biggs was famous.
Yeah. That's, by the way, the Navy SEAL. The Navy SEAL, after beating the chimpanzee in the obstacle course.
Nothing about this should count because it didn't compete against a SEAL. Sorry.
But it taunted the chimpanzee.
How dare you even call yourself a SEAL?
By calling his foe a wannabe human.
Wow. Damn. Oh, my God. That dude is first against the wall in Caesar's reign.
That man has also done no research into Google search term, chimpanzee destroys human's face. That's never did it, and that's probably good.
Yeah, it does want to be a human. That's why it took the face.
Orangutans make a return in Man vs. Beast 2, which I don't remember watching. This time, they put a male gymnast up against the orangutan, and all they ask him to do is, like, they basically give him one, like, pull-up bar, and they're just, the contest is who can hang on this the longest. And it's not even fucking close.
Can you hang?
Like, sorry. At one point, oh wait, there's something called an illegal move? Yeah, the male gymnast makes it 6 minutes 38 seconds, and the orangutan is just like flipping around, having a good old time, just like fucking around. Like, I could have gone another half hour easy.
just eating a sandwich with one arm up there. Yeah, man.
We're gonna go through commercial tonight, folks.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
This is the other thing besides knowing this, that Aaron Sorkin got waxed
by
Man.
Don't talk about my problematic TV, Dad.
By Man versus Beast, right? Just imagine, like, they come in, they're like, "How many watched the? I need to know, what are the numbers? How did they like it?" Well, yeah, I'm sure they liked it, Aaron. But more people watched Man versus Beast.
Aaron Sorkin was doing an extraordinary amount of cocaine at this time, and I think it was probably not because of this, but I don't think it helped.
I'll fight the chip. Put him up there. Sorkin versus Beast. Let's go. The other thing that you should know is this, that the producer of the show is a guy named Brian Richardson. You'd think, oh, he's certainly got like, you know, some sort of horrible bum fight style controversial past. No, this was his first job.
Hey, good for him.
This is his first big breakthrough in being a supervising producer. Fox came to him and said, "Hey, we're gonna let you produce a show. It's thrilling. It's great. What is it? It's a bunch of dwarves pulling a plane at the same time as an elephant pulling a plane." And he's like, I'm gonna make it work. And now, after many, many credits, including a stint on the Immortal Pros versus Joes, this man, he's producing American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
That's stick-to-itiveness, y'all. So just in case you get some sort of offer like, "Hey, listen, we need you to produce a show about a man fighting dogs with his bare hands," it could lead you, it could lead to something pretty lasting.
He has bare hands?
Yeah.
Yes, with bare hands. You have to take the hands off a bear.
He also did 11 episodes of Hell's Kitchen, which I guarantee was more stressful than Man versus Beast.
Oh, yeah, I'd much rather fight a bear than Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to get annoyed by the bear. I'm just going to be like, "Oh, it's a bear. It eats people." Mm. I'm not going to be like, "You eat beans on toast. How can I respect your food opinions?"
Go ahead. Let it out.
I just did. Felt good.
Congrats.
Can't respect... I can't respect the man telling me how to make scrambled eggs when he's like, "And then put beans on toast." Watch him on Hot Ones. The man dies 1,000 times. Has absolutely no stamina when it comes to heat. Sorry.
Well, yeah, it's the mustard gas.
It's a chemical weapon. No, it's just Tabasco sauce. You're fine.
And that's our show.
That's the whole show. No, it's not the whole show.
All right.
No.
I mean, it's this or talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So.
All right, we do not. I just have a rule. We do not have to discuss Tom Brady. No one has to discuss.
They
this.
Have 52
not,
other we players.
Are, we already yeah. talked about people who can't stand the mildest of foods.
Yeah.
So that has been addressed.
I can't eat a tomato because it's a, you know, it's my delicate system. I don't know.
Wiggle out of your copper pajamas and cry about it.
Yeah. Go wiggle up to some fascist, buddy. You'll love it.
Yeah, Tom's, well, I'm glad Tom can get a win because had to have been a rough couple of weeks for him.
That's true. I think we planted the seeds to get us through more than enough of a full episode here. You know who else plants seeds?
Oh, we can get through a whole lot more than just an episode.
Wow.
We can get through the next 60 years if we play our cards right.
Spencer, this is like watching a child do close-up magic for the first time.
Did I tell you that Spencer has taken up card tricks? What, the fucking worst.
Put a pause on that.
No, I'm not making this up.
We can discuss that.
He has started teaching himself card tricks from the internet and showing them to me. I live in hell.
Well, he has Serrano hams for hands.
Spencer's
I should
gonna,
go.
But actually, Spencer's going to go through a lot of cards here.
Yeah.
So
that's
I would
right.
I need
prefer
to return. Yeah. But thank you, Jason. He will.
And Spencer, speaking of cards, you got a new card, don't you, from acorns.com.
Nailed it.
Did you get the fancy metal, heavy metal debit card?
I should be getting that later this week, the heavy metal debit card.
Should drop through your fingers a lot faster than the ace of hearts.
Spencer's going to be out here like Gambit.
Not the first time we've compared him to Gambit on this show.
Yeah, but you know what? That may look like magic, but really, it's just planning ahead, isn't it, Jason?
That's right, buddy. for only nickels and dimes per day, plus whatever sweetener you want to throw in there, your savings account at acorns.com can bloom as you inch your way toward retirement. You can even go to acorns.com/fullcast to get a $5 head start. And, you know, each time you log on to purchase new trick cards, magic, and other magical props, disappearingrabbits.com, Acorns will round up your purchase and throw that into the magical investment pile. So now you got two kinds of magic at once.
It is, I use the family plan, as you all know. My sons, basically future barons at this point, right? Mm-hmm. The money line only goes up. We have a tidy but gradually increasing amount of money just sort of socking away every week without me knowing it. Just $25 here, $25 there with roundups. You know, they're both projected to have, I don't know, about $22,000 in those accounts by the time they're done. And by the time it hits maturity, that's just by putting away a little bit, which you don't even feel. It just goes away. Bloop.
Like a card.
That's right. Like a card out of my hand. Whoa, where did it go?
Definitely not where it's supposed to.
Check behind your ear. It's a trust fund. No, or it's a Tangelo that I've dropped because I was using it for another trick and forgot. But Acorns wouldn't do that. They'd pull off the floating
card trick.
I can't
believe I forgot to tell you guys this. It's been like 2 weeks since this started.
Are any of them
anyway,
hitting?
Anyway, that's about as long as Spencer's been growing his Acorns retirement account.
Yeah, and I can tell you.
And one of those things is going well, and the other one is card tricks.
Have you mastered any, or are there any impressive ones?
You know, you never master illusions, Jason.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So you're focusing more on the theater of it than the technical side.
I'm working on not dropping the cards. Is that theater? Is that?
I think that's
more the technical side. Yeah. Can we get you a costume?
Buddy, I'm wearing one every day when I wake up.
Okay.
Man who has it together. It's
my name.
Man versus
name.
Beast magic show.
It's
Spencer versus a penguin.
Fucking smoked this bear. Couldn't even pick the cards up.
Stupid ass bear. Doesn't even have thumbs.
Beat him once I shuffle.
Bear made Spencer disappear.
That is, bears do pull the coolest magic tricks, don't they?
Wow. Where'd he go?
This man used to have a face. Where is it? It's on that tree over there.
Yeah,
wow.
My favorite magic tricks are definitely all in Grizzly Man.
If that's how I go, if they're like, yeah, he had his face slapped off by a Kodiak bear. Perfect.
What was the last thing Spencer said before he bled out? Abracadabra.
Was this your card?
Prestige.
Mr. Bear, was this your card? I guess it wasn't.
That'd be the meanest thing to do to a dying magician. Was this your card? No, that wasn't it. That wasn't it.
Why are you learning card tricks?
That's a great question, Ryan. Thank you.
Like, isn't there a bathroom you can clean or something?
Thank you, Ryan. That's another great question.
I have a long and boring answer and you don't want to hear it.
I do.
Okay, so my entire, 9 to 2 is basically consumed with, or 8 to 2 is consumed with getting my younger son through classes.
Yes.
And when he's in class, I can keep him on task for about 3 minutes before he has to be redirected. So really, I've got about 2 to 3 minutes of independent free time to do anything before he, I don't know, spills something, throws something, decides to look at YouTube when I've told him not to look at YouTube, that kind of thing. Yeah. So I don't have much time. So the kind of thing where you're just bored.
You don't have much time.
And you really want to do something. I was just like, I could sit here and I could shuffle cards.
Okay.
Right? And I could just play solitaire. Well, that got boring after a while. So I thought, and I didn't want to be on Twitter. I was like, we just spend as little time on Twitter as possible, which I'm still terrible at. But I thought, I could learn a different way to shuffle. Okay, you learn a couple different ways to shuffle, and you go, well, I could learn a card trick. You could do that in two minutes.
This is called a gateway drug.
Yeah, it was. It is a gateway
drug.
Now
he does magic. He does magic at me.
No, I only like the old school hustling card tricks. Not
in
street
a way,
magic.
In a way, I think you're actually being a better parent.
I refuse to learn the difference. Don't tell me.
I think you're being a better parent by doing this because now, if your youngest gets distracted, he can just look over and be like, ah, shit, I better pay attention at school or else I'll have to do bad close-up magic like Dad.
Well, I think what we're seeing here is there's the two paths here. There's the academic path and the VOTEC path, right? Like, you better get good grades. You're going to wind up in the family business.
Yeah.
Hall and can Sons
I,
Magic
can I,
Co.
Hey, Spencer, can I start calling you Dr. Mange?
I was actually going to ask to be called Dishpan Hands with a DZ at the end. That was going to be my street name, my stage name, Dishpan Hands.
Look, guys, got a street name.
Look how chapped they are, kids.
Yeah, call them Dish.
God. Yeah.
That's just like something I do to pass the time. So thank you for mocking my craft.
I'm not mocking it. You won't do it by yourself. You make me look at it. Well, I would be fine if you didn't make me engage emotionally with it.
I won't share my street sorcery with you anymore.
Good. Was this all it took? I've been sitting through this for 2 weeks asking you to stop.
Well, I only have one question.
Is it about home field apparel?
Is this your card?
Damn it.
Fucking damn it, Spencer.
It's not your card.
God.
The last time you did it, it actually wasn't, and I was so happy.
That's the best. When you mess one up.
That was great.
I'd be the
That was the first one that I liked.
I'd be the worst stunt driver because I always enjoy screwing it up more than getting it right. So, it'd be like, hey, you slid the Ferrari under the semi and got it run over. I'd be like, yeah, it was cool, wasn't it?
Is this your Ferrari?
Is this your Ferrari?
It used to be.
Is this your car?
Used to be. Is this your car? Is this your car? I've crashed them all.
Is that your car over there?
Close-up magic.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's some real close-up magic.
I hope that's not your car.
So things are good.
I'm sorry I forgot to tell you guys about this.
Things are great.
I like the version of the quarantine bubble where I lived in my house by myself. That was a good version.
That was an amazing version.
That was much better.
But not very magical.
No, not at all. I can say that.
Yeah. You know, you would say, I think, you know, in your case, I think the cards were dealt.
You had, oh, my God. You played your hand as best as you could. Why? We'll talk about the Bucks if you make me. Blaine Gabbert's on the Bucks. Did you know that? He's going to the Super Bowl.
No, is he
going to get Blaine Gabbert's on the Bucks?
Blaine Gabbert's on the Bucks.
Hey, that's kind of what Acorns get you.
Can I tell you?
So we're going to have a Gabbert-Henny Super Bowl?
Oh, my Christ.
Did we not really talk enough? We didn't really talk about Chad Henne deciding it was Chad Henne time, did we? We didn't talk about Chad Henne.
Yeah, we did, because you said Henny Sons, and then everyone got mad except Ryan.
Okay, I just want to make sure we talked about that enough.
No, we're good.
Because there is still the chance that Chad Henne could come in for...
We're good. No, we're good.
This could happen again.
I am fine, yeah.
Henne Gabbert. Wow. Life's amazing.
It's pretty special.
Because that could happen. God. Can you think of any place, by the way, that deserves this less than Tampa Bay?
New England.
Yeah.
New Orleans.
Yeah. That's I don't it. Know.
At least, no, shut the fuck up.
New Orleans
shut
has at least given me fun.
Up.
They've at least contributed significantly to my life.
I also think it would be pretty awesome if Tom Brady led the Bucks to the Super Bowl in Foxborough. Oh, man. Why didn't we set that up?
I take it back. This is very funny. You know, when you put it like that.
Fuck. Just tell if like all these Boston fans, you could just be like, hey, Tampa's just like Boston, but hot. Mmm. You could go live there.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like Vancouver, Florida.
It's like if you put Vancouver on a low simmer for 80 years. That's what you get.
What if food poisoning was weather?
Yeah. Tampa. Mmm.
Clam chowder's great. You got to try it.
I actually love clam chowder. Sorry.
Tampa clam chowder?
Wait, that's a thing?
Nope. It is now.
No, no, 100% not.
I would have
not.
Believed this.
Yeah, oh, no.
I believe this. Could have
done something.
Completely.
Shit.
The number of dairy-based foods in Florida. Go.
Oh, boy. There's dairy in key lime pie. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts.
I guess that counts, yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Tampa chowder? Oh, yeah.
Be horrifying.
To be completely transparent, I would have believed you without question if you had told me that someone had made that, because this is the city that produced Beef O'Brady's.
Hold on. Best clam chowder, Tampa.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh,
take
no.
us there.
No.
Take
Let's
us
see.
There.
No.
See.
There's a nope. place... Yeah. Is there a place called New England on Tampa Bay?
There may be. Not familiar with that. The one that is number one on Yelp is a restaurant I am familiar with called Shells.
I've been to Shells.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that was a chain. I've been to a different one.
It's like a local chain, I think.
Yeah, I think I've been to the one in like New Smyrna.
I'm trying to see how far down this list you have to go before you get something that is clearly not a seafood restaurant.
Ryan, there's a place, let's see, Ballast Point Park.
Sure.
Called Taste of Boston in Tampa.
Oh, Taste of Boston.
Sounds rough.
Oh, tastes like I can really feel the busing riots bloom on my tongue.
Cigarettes and seasonal depression.
Oh, wow.
Just, right there in the bouquet.
There is a place in, and this will probably only mean something to Spencer. Spencer, there is a restaurant in Zephyr Hills called the Chowder House Restaurant.
The Chowder House rules!
Oh, my God. Good night, Jesus. You princes of Boca Pasco County.
God, you know what I...
Fuck
man,
me.
You know what...
Everything hurts. You broke me. That was it.
You know what I want when it's 91 degrees outside and I have to walk across
hot dairy.
I want hot dairy and some corned beef.
Sure.
Some cabbage. Just stuff me with all that and then put me into a car that's basically the temperature of a toaster oven. Oh, I'm going to feel so good about myself.
Fuck.
La vita è bella.
Taste of Boston. Come up with one city that markets worse than that.
This is beautiful. I love everything about it.
Taste of Boston. Because honestly, man, if you said taste of Jacksonville, I'm like, man, something's probably fried. It's probably
sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taste of Jacksonville of is like, here's a gun with the serial number filed off.
Yeah, that's...
Man, I'd rather eat that than Kurt Schilling's undershirt. Or
I have found I have found a Tampa restaurant that is even more Boston than Taste of Boston.
Wow, right?
Is it Boston
okay.
Market?
It has clam chowder.
Okay.
The name of it's an Italian restaurant, all right. But the name of it is Cena, spelled the same as
John
Massachusetts.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That's what happens when you walk
listen.
In.
Don't take Lyft or Uber there because you won't be able to see it. I'll be like, I keep going by this spot on the map.
I'm going to make it worse. In these difficult times that we're still... Okay, thank you. In these difficult times in which we still find ourselves, the Zephyr Hills Chowder House restaurant is open for to-go or curbside.
Oh, that's what Zephyr Hills is.
Just pour the chowder into my mouth.
Yeah.
Go cup.
Splash me with it. Just spritz me with it.
Here's your Camelback full of chowder, brother. Good luck out there.
There aren't any hills there. This is like Chowder Flats. Oh, that's worse.
Can you pour it right onto my PT Cruiser? I'm just going to drive by, pour the chowder onto it.
Cook on the hood.
Yeah. Chowder Flats, I assume, is the Steinbeck short story he couldn't get published.
Like, this is entirely too gross.
No, that's Grapes of Wrath. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Tortilla is delicious. Chowder, questionable.
But they do serve... you can buy chowder to go from this establishment.
Chowder to go? It's 95 degrees and you're in Tampa.
Give me a fucking bucket of your finest chowder.
Yep.
What chowder goes with, like, blueberry vape? That, to me, is the most Tampa question. Like, I don't know. I got blueberry vape.
Hey, buddy, it's blue raspberry vape, okay? It's different. I got white mystery vape, too, if you want it.
The lowest rated chowder on Yelp. I've scrolled to page 24. The ugly grouper. The first two words of the top review are very safe.
Again, you're telling me things that make me question the good thing you're
my
bearing,
shirt about
right?
My very safe chowder is raising a lot of questions.
Like, how fair, like, at what point was safety an issue with chowder? Now I'm worried.
What's also good about this Yelp search, maybe it's for the same for you, Jason. The sponsor result I keep getting is Denny's. As if Yelp is like, hey, buddy, you don't really want clam chowder in Tampa. Why don't you just go to Denny's and have something easy?
Let's steer you back to shore. Mine's a little more adventurous because it keeps trying to get me to Chronic Tacos.
Oh, okay. Well,
which if you go to Chronic Taco, you're going to end up at Denny's.
That's
fair.
The question, if Yelp is recommending Denny's, then Yelp has detected that you are probably drunk. That's what
it is.
Yeah,
I think
it's
that's
like,
fair.
There should be a breathalyzer on Yelp.
Because if you're searching Tampa chowder, you're hammered.
Yeah.
You're in the midst of some kind of weird, I'm drunk or high, and I need this food specifically, which I get.
I'm drunk or high specifically, and I need tots now.
When
call
J.E.T.
Wentworth.
Or you're Irish from Boston because you're pining for the old country, in which case, you're drunk. You're
right.
Also drunk.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
This is why you take DoorDash a step further and you call Drunk Dash. Are you drunk? We'll tell you what food you want. Basically,
well,
Denny's.
No, I think Drunk Dash lets you order whatever you want, but then it's just like, hey, man, we're bringing chicken fingers. Don't
I
fucking worry.
DrunkDash.com just redirects to Denny's.com.
And it doesn't give you healthy food, but it does bring it down a notch for your protection.
Yeah.
When you say, hey, I want a pizza, and can you just put Twinkies on it? That'd be good. Just cook the Twinkies on the pizza. It's like, we're bringing you pizza, sir. All right.
It's
got double pepperoni.
Here are three Pop-Tarts.
So instead of Twinkies, you could put like sweet potatoes on there and just say they're Twinkies, and then you are delivering the nation's drunks healthy food. What
exactly.
a service.
That is a service.
Damn, clam challenge.
You've invented a lot of businesses this year.
That's what you do.
That's
right?
what you when do. You take your take your stimmy. You start a company. Start another company.
Guess we're just built different.
Guess we're just,
yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, you don't have 37 companies.
All you need is $40 million in a dream.
That's all. Actually, I
took a meeting with Jay-Z, and he told me to. He told me to start a company. I said, "Do I need a plan?" He said, "No." And here I am today.
Spencer, here's another thing that will probably only mean something to you. This also gave me a like sponsored ad result for a different link to the best clam chowder in Brandon.
Oh, Brandon, Florida?
Yeah.
That's, this is Yelp determining that you're drunk because they're like, you think you're in Tampa, but you're probably in Brandon.
Sir,
it's
you're
been
lost.
A real long night.
Best clam chowder in Lincoln, Nebraska. Red Lobster.
This is getting upsetting.
That's right, though. Because Red Lobster's going to say, hey, we got this out of a frozen envelope that we cut open and emptied into a pot.
So once you actually click through, the top-rated place with clam chowder in Lincoln, Nebraska is called Lead Belly, which I think you need in order to eat clam chowder in Lincoln, Nebraska.
This Fallout mission is weird, Dad.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have astronaut clam chowder than that.
Is that an option?
Astronaut chowder, the most popular chowder in Detroit, Michigan. It's the name of the place. It's astronaut chowder. I don't know.
Space food corn chowder was on Apollo 16, apparently.
Huh.
In a packet with a spigot.
I blame...
I like any food that uses a spigot.
Buzz,
let it run from the faucet into my mouth.
Buzz, would you open the spigot, please?
There's some idiot spot that's doing drive-through something, but is doing it straight like out of a spigot that people put their mouth on. We'll find that out, right? Like,
sure.
Yeah, we do drive-by chowder. You just put your mouth right on the spigot. We do it safe. We space the cars out.
I got one of those sprayer backpacks you use to lay down pesticide. I just pump that up.
Yeah, we got a chowder hookah bar. Just big old tufts of chowder.
What is this show again? What are we doing here?
I think we're here to talk about Bitcoin.
Yeah. This is a cryptocurrency
This is a cryptocurrency podcast.
This is your financial future. I'm Spencer Hall.
Can I give the listener
Ryan
a little?
Annie.
I'm Holly Anderson. Did we just Freaky Friday?
You did. I'm Jason Kirk.
There we go.
I just want to give the listener a little background. This is, I think, the first episode we've done in some time where there is no, like, document of any sort that we're working off of. Mm-hmm. So if you're wondering why, well, you can fill in the blank from there.
Because we didn't.
That's part of the reason.
Yeah, we did. And that was largely because after getting dinner ready and doing everything tonight.
Now, let's be real. Let's tell the people what's going on.
Yeah.
We played dominoes for like 5 hours today.
Anything
Straight
to keep him
dominoes,
from his
yeah.
card tricks.
Kind of.
But also, it's never too young for children to learn violence.
Yeah.
That's fair.
The children learned some stuff today. Once you get dinner and that done, kind of just be like, oh, we got to do a show. That's fine. I kind of thought we wanted, like, we're talking about cryptocurrency, dodgy financials, and things that you wouldn't consume. My idea was to discuss the Tennessee head coaching job. I think this is much safer.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I don't want
to
do that at
all. I mean, we'll just have to do it again in 2 years anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, seriously. Can we skip to the next one?
Sim, can we just send through this one?
I mean, the next search. Yeah. Next search.
Yeah.
Just begin it. Just start it. Just be like, hey, we got a committee working.
This is what they tried last time.
Why
we're going to hire Mike Leach. He's fired. We're going to hire Kevin Sumlin. He's fired.
Why,
Mike
just
Gundy
hire,
fired.
I would just hire two.
Olympics ass coaching search. Kevin Sumlin also canceled.
I would just hire two coaches. Like just
and have them duel.
Oh, like no. Kevin Steele?
Not quite. I'd actually be more explicit about it and just say like, okay, here's the press conference and I don't know. We'll be like, hey, here's Matt Campbell. He's our new head coach. We're all very excited. Here's James Franklin. He is the head coach if Matt Campbell fucks up.
Now,
like,
is this
we've already short-circuited. Yes, it's
like
a rule
of twos. Two?
Yes, except in this example, James Franklin, his job is not to work on the staff. It is not to do – he's totally hands-off. He is just sort of kept over here in a breaking case of emergency like setup, and that way – if everybody, like, we don't have to do the whole stress of, oh, Tennessee is looking for a head coach. No, they don't. They have the backup. There he is. Just
see,
go.
See, we're prepping. We're prepping, y'all.
I wonder literally what the dollar number you'd have to pay James Franklin to just hang out as a coach on standby. Like, if you paid him $50 million a year, he would say yes.
He's absolutely been coaching waiting before.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could pay Houston Nutt way less than that to do it.
But now he can be coaching, like, freighting, as in money.
What about a scenario where you can do what, like, coaches do to players, where you can basically call them off the bench if one's not getting them done, like halfway through a game, right? Let's say Oregon has Phil Knight up in the booth, right?
Right.
And Phil's like 5,000 years old, got his headset on, and like Mario Cristobal's not getting it done. He's like, sorry, man. Listen, no, we're gonna make a change. Gonna make a change. You need to send in Houston Nutt. Houston Nutt needs to get this done.
Are you just trying to find Houston Nutt a job?
Buddy,
he's just trying to help.
I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to give everybody a little taste of that Coach Nutt guarantee and back-to-back New Year's bowls.
Oh, shit, you're talking about Tennessee. No, stop that.
I think he'd win 10 games there.
Oh,
I don't know
God.
What happened the next year. Like, but I can say that Houston Nutt would win 10 games 1 year. I'm not telling you what's happening the year before or certainly not the year after. But you're going to get a New Year's. What if I said, I'm going to get you 9 wins in a New Year's Day bowl?
Here's the thing. Spencer, you can say, I think Houston Nutt would win 10 games at Tennessee, because the universe will never test your hypothesis.
You're just mad right now because I told everybody you're doing magic.
Also, contractually, what I said, illusions. What I said contractually was this, that he'd win 10 games. I didn't say how many years it would take.
Yeah, I don't think he's hitting 10 wins. Like 2 wins 1 year, 4 wins the next year, fired halfway through the next year. He's not hitting 10.
Right. On 3 wins, sadly.
That's still buying him a new boat. Bang.
That's what matters most, yes.
A new to him boat.
That's pre-owned. Certified
Lexus pre-owned certified boat.
Certified pre-owned airboat. That's what we're getting this.
They don't even bother certifying pre-owned boats, do they? They're just like, man, it's been in the water. I don't know what the fuck's up with it. Good luck.
Boats, the original cryptocurrency. How much is it worth?
Coin.
Who can say? Boat coin.
I'm
can
putting
you
it all in boat
dodgier?
Coin.
I would buy the shit out of Bill Dance's cryptocurrency.
Bill coin.
Oh, my. Bill coin. Oh, my God. Bill coin would be amazing. Because Bill coin, like, you know, hey, listen, if you don't like it, just throw it back. Just throw it back in the pool. Somebody else will catch it. That's how Bill coin works.